Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matt Aglad, Monday, and hello everybody. We don't have our regular engineer tonight, so we're going to depend on the Inner Sight hotline to receive any comments or calls, and we'll retrieve them and either play them, paraphrase them tonight, or play them, or try to get them on tomorrow night. So, in fact, maybe I'll change that and use my I'll use my cell phone on the call-ins. That might work. Let's see how that's going to work. All right, so a new call-in number. Disregard the old one that's up on the studio for tonight. All right. A new call-in number for tonight. 631-487-2038 on a 631 area code if you want to have a if you have a mad or a glad. So there you have a better number that we might be able to hook that right on the air. Alright yes, and tonight, heard on the news that Mr. Trump, with all his trouble and the money that he owes, what, like something like $500 million or something to different lawsuits and whatever trouble he has incurred, and now he's getting his friends to donate the money, or to raise the money, so that he doesn't have to pay it. All right. Well, it's nice, you know, when you have friends who have money like that, who are, you know, flocking to him, and because they want him to be, obviously want him to be reelected, right? Now, compare that to those of us who are disabled, and we should have friends in the form of all these agencies that get all this money because of us, all right? Keep that in mind. If it wasn't for us, these agencies wouldn't have money, just like if it wasn't for Trump's friends that he maybe brought into his investments or whatever it was. They wouldn't be wealthy now, right? So why is it that we, the disabled, cannot call upon the agencies to bail us out of the horrible the system that we have to deal with, you know? And one of the worst parts of that, of course, is these horrible nursing facilities. Why is it that a disabled person in their community cannot go to an agency, signal an agency, or whatever way you want to put it, and say, hey, you get all this money because of people like me, you know, from the government, right? I'm very concerned that because of my disability, and I may get worse and so on and so forth, that I'm going to be coerced into a nursing home. Now, I've helped you. Because of me, the disabled person, you get all this money. Now, keep that in mind. Same, very similar to what Mr. Trump is doing with his friends. He helped them, and you know, many of them, and then they've stuck by him, and now are gonna help him. So, where's the help for us? Where's the help for the disabled person with the agencies in their own community that have gotten millions and millions of dollars from the government because of people like that person? Excuse me. We don't have that help. There's no law to make them help that person, or to put the money up, or to, you know, even if they were able to do that by law and do it as a fundraiser, they could even make money on that, on the helping of people to stay out of a nursing home, to set up what's needed is a fund, you know, in escrow, a fund in escrow, and at the same time, there must be a lobby in Washington so that people will not lose whatever benefits they have, which is not much, who are disabled, won't lose their benefits because now they would have this annuity, or whatever you want to call it, to keep them out of a nursing home. The money can only be used for that. So, you see, people have these privileges with money that they have helped to put there. Well, we help put money in these agencies for years and years and years, all right, because we're disabled. Now, look what happened to, let's go back to this horrible thing that happened to Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school. Look at what happened there. They raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train Milton. They haven't replaced him. They haven't helped Michelle mourn Milton in any way, or ask her, what can we do to get you another dog? Would you like to go to another school? We'll recommend you. We'll take part of the money that was donated to train Milton and donate it to the other school. They haven't done a damn thing for her. They couldn't care if she lived or died. As a matter of fact, I'll go a step further. I bet they would like her to die. That way they'd get rid of her. You know, and she wouldn't be able to talk about Milton anymore. Except she would turn into an angel and then really promote what happened to Milton and how to prevent it from happening again. So there you have, now to me, that's a definite mad, that the money is available because of us, all right? Just like it's available because of Donald Trump, or whatever he did to help these people who are now donating to him to get reelected. All right? We help these agencies. We pay their damn ass salaries. We help them to have lives and vacations and everything else. And a lot of them get big salaries. Where's the help for us? Why aren't they appreciative of what we have done? Because we're disabled, of what we have helped to bring about. If it wasn't for us, none of these agencies would have any money. So it's a definite MAD. By the way, if you want to call in here, 631-487-2038. Take note of that number. It's a new number for tonight. 631-487-2038. And we'll try to see if we can get you on the air that way. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Catering. Belport, New York, where you can see a beautiful presence of Milton the guide dog, pictures and remembrance of Milton. And anyone who would like to do a day for Milton, we have we're planning to open up a chapter in Massachusetts. We already opened up a chapter in Montana of Inner Sight. We're working on the Massachusetts chapter, and the head of it will be a disabled woman, Brandy, who definitely wants to help to do a day for Milton. So we'll be registered in Massachusetts. We'll be allowed to solicit if need be. But a day for Milton is not really about money. It's about awareness and letting the public know that these guide dog schools should be licensed and certified by the law, not just by some agency out west who gets paid a lot of money to give them a certificate. All right. Again, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for that. Hey, don't forget about my buddy and I, Slip Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, one of our donors to keep the show on the air, Kennedy Realty. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Hope your wife is doing better. I'll have to try to get an update on that. I've been calling, but Mr. Kennedy has been so busy with this crazy economy stuff going with the housing and all that. I want to say hello to our good friend Olga Murray, who now is an attorney with the Suffolk County Law Department. So we have a new friend over there, and that can help. All right. And thank Olga Murray for her donating to Inner Sight, and I'm sure that she will again. Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for your help standing by Inner Sight. All right. Let's see. I got a note here. You want to stay in shape and have fun? And a good way to lose weight, by the way, is to learn how to protect yourself. You know, exercise and stretching. Stretching is one of the best things for you. Stretch those muscles. Call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Devin will explain the whole program, how it works. They meet at the school, and he'll tell you where that is and when that is. And so give him a call, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight, if you want to look it up on the www. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And by the way, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, call that number, leave your number, and we'll get back to you. Or email us, Inner Sight 1620. gmail.com. And we'd be happy to talk to you about a day for Milton. We did one last May, and we're going to be moving forward and doing them in other states. Do a day for Milton. Plans are already being made for Massachusetts and Montana. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? I know where you can get it for free. You won't have to pay for it. Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Program. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island, and when he's able to get it donated, he can do medical things for your dog too, medical treatment. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. We're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Silo, 631-880-7929. And we're happy and proud to be joining them in April to do a news conference on these nursing homes and the solution to the nursing homes, which is good for everyone because everybody needs housing, especially accessible housing. So that'll be, we'll give you the date as soon as we clear it with Silo. They have other commitments, and we will bring you that date as soon as we have it. 631-880-7929, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Thank you so much to the Islip Cleaners for your help, all of our friends, including my buddy John, who's a big animal lover, loves Charabel, my guide dog, from Nassau County. Thank you for your contributions to Inner Sight. And let's see, what else we got? I think I covered almost everybody. You know, we could use some new sponsors. Anybody out there, we can give you, put your name up on television and here on the podcast, and bring you on the show if you like, even once a week with your product or business, and talk about it. So it's not that much to advertise on Inner Sight. And send us an email or call the hotline, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to you and give you all the details if you'd like to advertise on Inner Sight. We're the number one show in the world on the disabled. And we're proud of that. We've got over 100,000 listeners. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, we have a temporary number tonight that you can call,
637-2038,
temporary number for tonight. If you want to call in and talk on the Mad or Glad, so you can, if you're listening, you know, you can hang up your phone and call that 487-2038-631. Just for tonight, we are using that number. All right, and I think we have a call. Stand by. Inner Sight, hello.
Hello, Frank. It's Susie Q.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
I'm turning up your volume here. Yeah. Susie Q from Montana, our chapter president, by the way. Congratulations. And thank you.
Yep, we're gonna get it out there.
For opening up an Inner Sight chapter in Montana. People are very, very excited about the fact that we are branching out into other states and we'll be able to help people in those states and raise money to do so, you know, at the fundraiser. And by the way, the chapter president becomes the fundraiser, which means you're allowed to get 20% of whatever we raise. Yeah. By law.
I just want to help.
I know.
Help a lot of people, you know.
Well, you've come to the right place because there's millions of people who are going to suffer by being put into nursing homes, especially in the next 10 years, if we don't, you know, do something about those horrible places. And a lot of money is wasted on those nursing homes. And people, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say people should not be made to suffer in that way, especially if you worked in this country and you got a pension, you know, and they take your pension away. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the things people need are to stay out of it. Are sometimes they're just simple things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just can't afford to do that. So I can give you the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
All right. Well, you can hear phones ringing and people listening. And,
okay.
Go ahead.
I'll come back in a few minutes.
All right.
And hello to everybody and welcome to
the Sky Hunters. All right, Susie Q, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Dial back in. Our chapter president from Montana on the Inner Sight temporary line. And very exciting that we have people responding in other states. And let me explain why there's a great need for this. There's money from the state that goes to the independent living centers to try to keep people out of nursing homes, right? But you've got to qualify, you know. You got to go through a lot of red tape, a lot of paperwork, and many, many people do not qualify. Now, within a site, you don't have that criteria. You don't have to qualify if you're disabled. You know, it's the qualifications already met if you're a disabled person or elderly or what have you. So we just go ahead and try our best, of course, to raise money to help the person with what they need to stay out of the nursing home. And we can do that locally in every state so that people who donate can see right there in their own neighborhood that we're helping so-and-so person so they don't have to go to a horrible, dreary nursing home and risk abuse and everything else and give up their money and their home and eventually lose their home and whatever resources they may have accumulated from working. And not only that, what about the other people in their household? How many people will become homeless because of these nursing homes? You know, the one person who may be paying half the rent or whatever now is gone. Who, the people that are still living there, how do they manage? See, what we would be doing, we'd be saving people's lives and safety, keeping them safer in their own home. And in that connection, we've come up with another idea to go along with the helping of people to stay at a nursing home. What to do with the nursing home? Turn them into accessible housing so people can have places to live. This is all written up in our petition at change.org. If you go up there and look, click on Inner Sight, you'll see the nursing home petition. You can read it. All the details are included. And the other thing that we've created is called the Volunteers for Freedom. All right? Part of the fund that we will establish would go to reward certified home health aides who would volunteer some of their time after they work, you know, or when on their days off, would volunteer their time to help a disabled person who otherwise wouldn't have enough hours to give them that safety, to help that person, and we will reward that volunteer by paying one of their bills, their car insurance, or whatever, in accordance with the time that they put in. So there you have a real viable idea. Of course, it's got to be legislated. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen, but opening up Inner Sight chapters is a definite step forward to making it happen. 42 million disabled people in this country. And I would say 99% don't want to go to nursing homes. 828 New York, Inner Sight Live. So that's the idea, how to help people stay out of nursing homes. And of course, we're going to be, we worded it in such a way in Montana, and we'll do it all over the country. We worded it with the Secretary of State that we are advocates for the disabled. So that takes in all advocacy and all disabled people. All right? So we're able to deal with other issues. You know, a day for Milton. Amend the ADA, you know, get the agency to create a fund to start making things accessible and let the government pay half of that. All of that and more will be included in these chapters that we're starting all over the country. And we'll obviously have more people listening to the show once these things start going. All right, Inner Sight, temporary number tonight, if you'd like to call in, 631-487-2038 on the Inner Sight hotline tonight, temporary hotline. Again, 631-487-2038. If you'd like to talk about something you're mad about or glad about. All right. On Inner Sight. And let's see. Let me go down the week. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And Thursday, we pick a subject. And Friday night is the funnies. Inner Sight, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Is that Susie Q?
No, it's Danny.
Oh, Dan, how you doing?
Good. I ended up getting a placement in a group home.
Oh, you got placed in a group home?
Yeah.
Where?
I have the interview on Thursday. It's a group home in Plainview.
Out here in Suffolk County?
No, Nassau.
Oh, Nassau County.
Plainview.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. When do you go? When do you go there?
I gotta do the interview on Wednesday.
Oh, you get the interview, yeah. Well, I mean, it's all right. You're gonna get out of the nursing home, but it would have been better with your own apartment, though.
I know.
Hello? We got cut off. Hello? Dan, if you can hear me, call back. You know, we have a temporary setup here. 631-487-2038 on the Inner Sight line, temporary line. I think we were trying to get another call, and we got cut off. All right, don't forget Friday night, the funnies. We have fun around here Friday night, goofing off. And last week, we had a skit on people should be licensed to go to the bathroom. It was kind of crazy, but you know, we get a little weird and wacky here on Friday night, man. All right. So, if you'd like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com, 1620@gmail.com, or call the Inner Sight hotline. You know, the hotline is 631-224-3090. All right. And leave your number, and we'll hook you up with the show. We also do television. We're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network Wednesday night at 11, 1997. And Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Local here on Long Island, 115. So check that out. On the Manhattan Show, you can get that on your phone, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. All right, stand by. Inner Sight.
Hi, Frank. It's Susie Q again.
Hey. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's everybody else doing?
Yeah, good, good. Very excited about what's going on and, you know, how we're able to reach out and register. And I was talking to a friend of mine today. She's a county attorney here, you know, and she's very into inner sight, and she's very happy that we're starting chapters all over the country, you know. You know what I'd like to do eventually? Wouldn't it be really cool if we could have an inner sight convention? Wow, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know a lot of people, but, yeah, that would be good.
Wow, that would be, you know, you just pick a...
Don't do it in the middle of the winter, though.
No. Nice spring weather or the summer, you know. But,
Big sky country.
Yeah. Pick a state, you know, and
mm-hmm.
get people together and, you know, have people come in and give speeches and all that and present. I'd love to have people who would come up and say, hey, I don't have to go to a nursing home because of inner sight.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Testimonials. Yeah.
Did you get those papers?
No, not yet. No,
yeah, I haven't gotten mine either, so.
Oh.
But as soon as I do, then we'll just go to the next step.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we'll have to decide. I was talking to our chapter, who's going to be our chapter head in Massachusetts, Brandy. She's disabled and visually and in a wheelchair, you know.
Yeah, I think I kind of know her.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah,
she does.
I love her. I don't think I've ever talked to her, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to go to a nursing home. Now, she's a prime candidate, you know, because of her disability.
Don't drag me out. I've never gone to a nursing home.
No.
No, thank you.
We won't let you. You better believe it, man. We'll fight like hell to keep people out.
I'm still body able where you know, I can, because I have a tandem bike, you know,
yeah.
I can still ride and do a lot of things.
I used to ride a bike. In fact, I used
to have an 18-speed one.
I used to build bikes, English races, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the handbrakes and all
mine
that.
Mine is a Fiori, and I don't know what brand that is. Fiori, I think it's probably British or something. I don't know.
Fiori?
Fiori, F-I-O-R-E.
Yeah, I think that's an
Fiori.
Italian-made bike.
That's, it could be.
I used to have a bike like that.
Some time.
Yeah, yeah.
We get to 18 speeds, and I've done a lot of riding with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can find a captain, yeah.
Just got a call from a guy just before you called who is in a nursing home, and they put a guardian up on him, you know, and he called our show, and he wanted his brother to be the guardian. He had a court date coming up. Well, he won his case after he appeared on Inner Sight. Now, what does that mean? I'm not going to sit here and take credit for that, but there's got to be some kind of a connection, you know. And his brother now is his guardian, and he called me tonight telling me that he's getting out of the nursing home. Inner Sight, baby.
That's good news.
You better believe it.
That's really good news.
Better believe it. I'm going to put him on television, man.
Yeah, I'll call in tomorrow night, and I'm not sure which number to call in on, but I couldn't get the other one to work, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I got something else I got to go do here.
All right.
So. Hello to everybody, and
Hello from Big Sky Country.
Thank you very much for your call, Susie Q.
Yep. See you guys later.
All right. Good night. All right. Inner sight. And you know, the power is in the people. Who said that? Wasn't that Thomas Jefferson? We are the power. We are the people. Remember that movie with Henry Fonda, The Greats of Wrath, the mother said that. We are the people. We speak. We run this country. And it's so true. You know, Inner Sight provides the platform for the people to speak. Now, not everybody has to agree with us. You know, get your own opinion. But that doesn't mean that these damn nursing homes should exist. You know? I mean, wouldn't you rather be in your own home? I know I would. So, Inner Sight, moving forward, branching out, and letting the world know that we are trying, we the disabled who are involved with Inner Sight, we are serving our country by getting rid of these nursing homes and freeing up a lot of that tax money that could be used to help not only the disabled, but everybody. All right? Everybody benefits from getting rid of these nursing homes. The money, turning them into housing to relieve the great homeless population, the tax money that would be available to help all people, especially children, you know. So that's what Inner Sight is about. We're like soldiers serving country and get rid of the waste that these nursing homes produce. They produce waste, horrible, in more ways than one. All right, Inner Sight on the temporary phone, 631-487-2038. If you have anything you're mad about or glad about, give us a call. And we had Danny on the line before, and I'm sure that Danny is glad that he's headed in the right direction to get out of that nursing home. And Dan, I was going to say, I strongly advise you to keep fighting for your own apartment, because those assisted living centers are affiliated with nursing homes. I don't like that. They shouldn't be. I don't like it. So, you know, don't give up the quest to have your own place. Very important. Inner Sight. Around the world, and let's see, what else did I hear in the news? Oh, a lot of people losing their jobs, you know. I heard 1,200 people laid off at some company today. Heard that on the news. I mean, you know, the president should do more to protect those jobs. There's got to be something that he's not doing to protect. Very important. So another reason why a lot of this money should be freed up that's going into these nursing homes, not only from the residents, from the government. What is it? The average payment in the nursing home last time I checked. What was it? $10,000 to $14,000 a month. I believe that was it. And I would suspect it's gone up. So that's crazy. I mean, all that money that they spend on those horrible nursing homes and people being neglected. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday, and brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. Go to their website. You'll see all the beautiful dogs that they're helping to save. And Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Or you can call 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond is the lady who's the head of the whole thing. Good friend of mine for many, many years and a beautiful, beautiful person who saved my life many a times by helping me to get an Akita guide dog. I trained him, been training him on my own now for over 30 years. So thank you, Joanne Diamond, for my dog, the food, and all the help you give. 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue, part of Inner Sight, and we're proud to tell you about them. All right, let's see. Now, tomorrow night is open mic. Hopefully, we'll have our regular engineer back. But if not, we'll use this temporary number. On open mic, you can pick your own subject. You call in, talk about whatever you want. You got to keep it clean. That's tomorrow night on Inner Sight. I want to wish my good friend, Pepper, speedy recovery. She had eye surgery. And we wish you all beauty and well, and come back to the show. We miss you. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And I'm very glad to know that people throughout the country now, my daughter's one of them, she lives in Texas. We're gonna try to register Inner Sight in Texas, and she's working for a promotion company. They set up fundraisers to help nonprofits, so it's perfect. So we will be hopefully going in that direction, you know. And my good friend Ira Tucker Jr., former publicist of Stevie Wonder and many, many other celebrities, part of Inner Sight and helping to promote and bring things together with the media. I'm very glad that other people in other states believe in what we're doing. See, that's the thing. United together is what it is, what it has. And I want to thank Brandy for bringing that phrase to my attention. I think it's a beautiful phrase. United we stand, all right, with Inner Sight. That's the only way that we're going to make changes, you know. One voice, you know, firm, confident, and what has to be done. It's the best way to do it, we believe. So there's a glad. New people coming into Inner Sight who are excited. You heard Susie Q, how her enthusiasm. We'll get Brandy on the line once we register, and you hear her talk about it. And in every state, I'd like to have an Intersight chapter and fill this show up with millions and millions of people who believe that it can be done. And that's how it is being done. The people who want it, the people who need it, the people who don't want to be pushed around and pushed into a nursing home and told that, the money has to be used in this way. We should have a say in how that money is used. That money is there because of us. Just like the money that Mr. Trump now is pulling up to pay his debt and whatever. You know, the people that he helped to make some money are now helping him. Well, the agencies, it's about time they helped us. We've helped them all these damn years. How long they been in business? 100 years, lost some of them. They owe us. And they ought to get behind this and make it happen. Because it's going to benefit them. They can use all these issues as fundraisers and get people to donate and make sure the government puts up half. And eventually, take a while, it's going to take at least 20 years. But I'd like to see the government phased out of giving money to the disabled. But they should always be there for a backup. Always. Never let them off the hook completely, because they owe us. They owe us for all the times and for every person that's been put into a nursing home who is made to suffer and who lost their money and their possessions and their home. That's what they owe us for. They owe us for the fact that a guide dog school killed Milton, the guide dog, and they're letting the school get away with it. They owe us for that. They owe us for the fact that the American Disability Act has no enforcement behind it and no money. Tear down the barriers so that a disabled person can roll up to a place and not have to worry if it's accessible. They owe us to make every damn airplane so that a disabled person can roll on the plane with their chair and get into the bathroom and relieve themselves just like everybody else. They owe us. They would never get away with it if they did it to the average person. Never. To us and get away with it. So those are the things that Intersight will change. And we urge all agencies to join us. Come forward. If you can't do it during your office hours because you're prohibited by regulations or the contract with the state, do it on the weekend. We'll help. One weekend a month. Raise money to keep a person out of a nursing home or whatever issue do a day for Milton. It can be done. It is being done. We did a day for Milton last year. We're helping people to get out of nursing homes. And to stay out, that's the key. That's where the money comes in. You know, because how many people get out of nursing homes with these stupid programs and wind up back in? It's got to be in the thousands. And you can't get that information from so-called AI, which I call asinine intelligence. So there you have it, world. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. All right. Got a couple of minutes left. We have a temporary line if you want to phone in. 631-487-2038 on our temporary line. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Be safe out there. If you need inner sight, give us a call. Or send an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. The Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. We're going to do it. Because this is the work of the Lord God. Anybody who tries to stop us is going to have to answer to the Lord. You don't want to be in that situation. All right, I want to thank all our listeners, callers, and Susie Q from Montana, Danny, who's getting out of the nursing home, Brandy, our up-and-coming chapter president in Massachusetts, my daughter in Texas, everyone, any person out there who would like to start an Inner Sight chapter, we will register you. We will be on the phone with you, with the Secretary of State, and make it happen. All right, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight forever.